Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, my name is Caitlin, and I'm reading Viewpoints from the MRT from Saturday, November 5th, 2022. Midland City Elections, Letters to the Editor. Mayor Morales is the right choice. Written by Roy Gillian. When I found out Jerry Morales was running for mayor again, I was so excited. Midland voted him in previously, and here's the rest of the story. Jerry, a leader, a professional, understands how to operate multiple businesses, which is a must when operating a city. Jerry gets things done. Cut taxes 3 years in a row, wants to do it again. All three businesses not only survived the pandemic, but were a role model to many other restaurants across the state, including mine, Johnny's Barbecue, Midland, and the legendary Barn Door Steakhouse. He chaired our Texas Restaurant Association. Jerry puts on his armor and fights for us to make Midland better. Dennis the Menace Park revitalized. New water tower in North Midland addresses 10,000 new families. Water management experience secured T-Bar Ranch water for 65 years for Midland. Jerry hears us. The 4B Park issue citizens vote. Citizens said no at the time. As an outstanding leader, Jerry heard. Throughout the time I've known Jerry Morales, he's always been a huge community advocate, remaining poised, ready to lead Midland into the future. Jerry is the right choice. Please join me in supporting Jerry for our next mayor. Midland Needs a Leader Like Blong by Roni Perry. Lori Blong is the leader Midland needs. We have a young population that is getting more involved in making Midland an even better place to live and raise families, and Lori has a pulse on our youthful community. She knows what our young families need and want to make our city a place they want to embrace and stay. She also seeks wisdom from leaders who have gone before and is willing to humbly ask their advice. She demonstrated that she's open and receptive to community feedback and wants to collaborate with others to move Midland forward. She stays the course and follows through with decisions even when it's hard. Lori is a mother, a businesswoman, and a servant leader who is engaged in our community in many ways. Lori has come to this moment out of a desire to serve us all. She has the energy, insight, integrity, and leadership to take our city forward. Vote for Lori Blong. Morales Wants What's Best for Midland by Carla Smith. Jerry has proven tenacity and care for the citizenry of Midland. Jerry's experience as mayor makes him the right candidate. As a former mayor, he's been transparent, conservative, and accessible, always wanting what's best for us. Even in his educated reasoning of projects, he presents first to the community for our opinions and then graciously abides by the voice of Midland, whether it aligns with his proposal or not. The citizens said no with the initial park issue, and he agreed seeing the people as the decision-makers and not numbers or personal interests. Midland's economy has seen its rise and fall in economic stability. Jerry has weathered several of these roller coaster rides with his personal businesses and has come out on the other side still standing. That same leadership and wisdom is used to run our city as it experiences those times. Even as hard times were during the pandemic, Jerry was able to keep afloat three businesses and help fellow Midlanders by providing them with basic groceries. His conservative values are not only what makes a great city, but a great nation. Jerry is a man of character, experience, and wisdom. At the polls, vote Jerry Morales for mayor. Experience in Midland Makes Blong Wise by Sarah Hernandez. COVID, negative oil, nationwide racial riots. During the last mayoral election, none of those were on our radar. That election brought us three counterpersons and a mayor who had never served in public office. Our community should be forever grateful for their lack of political experience. They were not hamstrung by the stale attitudes and beliefs of those who have been politicians too long. Councilwoman Blong has a lifetime of experience of what it means to be a Midlander. As a homeowner and business owner, Lori Blong understands the need to make wise decisions with our tax dollars. She voted to get rid of a lobbyist group that the mayor and council prior to her term had continually renewed, saving our community millions of dollars. As an oil and gas executive, she understands how important this industry is to our area and how best to advocate for the industry that is Midland's lifeblood. As a mother and former educator, she shares our hope that Midland will continue to become that place for people to want to raise their families. She has worked hard to secure water rights for our future generations. This Tuesday, vote for Lori Blong. Morales Cares for All of Us by Roy Smith. My name is Roy Smith, and I am the senior pastor of the True Light Christian Fellowship Church here in the wonderful city of Midland. Today, I want to establish out in front that I am in support of Jerry Morales to become the next mayor of our city. I do not want to approach my support of Mr. Morales in the discussion of his past successes, though they are many. Rather, my approach is one of just flat common sense deduction. Jerry was born, raised, went to school, and educated in Midland, as well as owns businesses here in the city. Common sense tells me that his interest and his heart are directly tied to the success of our economy. Jerry has demonstrated a visible approach to Midland and a transparent present with all the citizens of the city. His desire to keep learning about what will work for Midland is very admirable and necessary for future vision for Midland. My backing of Mr. Morales is not just founded in his abilities to do the job, but in what makes him great for Midland. He cares about me, and he does you too. Vote Jerry Morales for the next mayor of Midland. Blong is Best Choice for Midland by Kim Doan. I'm proud to say that I voted for Lori Blong for mayor. Lori is a native Midlander who truly cares about our fine city. She is both fiscally and personally conservative and has campaigned on the issues that Midland faces. She earned my respect years ago by reaching out to and caring for people who are not usually in the forefront. I must say that I wasn't as worried about the direction our city might be headed before the past couple of weeks when a false narrative about the wonderful Hogan Park project was hijacked for political purposes. It will be a shame if our city and future generations suffer from those who are using Hogan Project, which has been transparently laid out previously in the press, and manipulating partial information for their own political interests. This is a crossroads for our city and its leadership. I would ask that you look beyond the glaring headlines and find out for yourself who is the best choice for Midland's future. I submit that that is Lori Blong. Morales represents the heart of all Midlanders. I am Mary McCourt, and I strongly support Jerry Morales for mayor. I know Jerry through the Alzheimer's Association. A lot of people are good at business, but do they have the heart needed to serve people? Jerry does. He is an incredibly compassionate leader and was a superb mayor. I've served as the ambassador for West Texas of the Permian Basin Walk to End Alzheimer's for 4 years. Jerry was our honorary chairman when he was mayor for our Midland Walk. He was not just a photo opportunity. Jerry encourages, he advocates, he cares deeply for the families and those dealing with Alzheimer's. When he was representing Midland in Washington, D.C., with Congressman Mike Conaway, Jerry took the time to come to the Alzheimer's events as well. This man is more than just business and development. He represents the heart of all people in Midland. He has been a great partner across our city, regardless of age or issue. His servant's heart, business acumen, and thinking outside of the box ideas for Midland will serve us well. Vote for Jerry Morales for mayor. Blong's practical approach sets her apart. by Elaine Elliott. You can tell a lot about people by watching how they live their daily lives. I've watched Lori Blong for a long time. She is honorable and honest, kind and generous, smart and energetic. Lori's practical approach to how she handles all things in her life sets her apart. She has genuine concern for her community. Midland would be blessed to have a leader of Lori's character and integrity. She's my candidate for mayor. Morales continues to answer the call. By Dan Corrales. Leadership. We, Midlanders, are tasked with defining what that means to us this election. True leadership should be selfless for the greater good of those you lead, with the best interest of the whole, at times at great expense, or self-sacrifice to the man or woman that takes the point. Poor leadership, if history is a lesson, emanates from putting one's self first, the shepherd sacrificing the sheep, the pastor deserting the congregation, a general abandoning his soldiers. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Shakespeare wrote that 400 years ago, and it's every bit as true now as it was then. I have seen Jerry Morales working in the kitchen, not just his own, but the soup kitchen ministry. A visit to hospice, not for his family, but for others. Helping with the animal shelter and rescues, not for his pet, but for the many that were abandoned. There is humility and wisdom to be gleaned from experience, not confidence of youth. Jerry served for 12 years on city council, 6 as mayor. He did not run opportunistically for mayor. He answered the call, our call, selfless service. That's why I'm voting for Jerry Morales. Blong has, will lead by example. By Joey and Lauren Hopkins. We know Lori both professionally and personally and fully believe in her ability to lead Midland. Lori is thoughtful, thorough, hardworking, and caring. She leads by example in everything she does. Not only has she demonstrated her abilities to engage with the community as a city councilwoman, but also runs a successful business with her husband, all while parenting 3 wonderful children. Despite her accolades, Lori brings a humbleness and servant-minded attitude to all she does, and we feel confident in her willingness to listen, engage, enact policy change, and critically evaluate systems for our beloved city. As a parent, Lori has skin in the entire education system, with children in both public and private. We value Lori's willingness to face hard conversations, lead by example, and feel she is the best candidate to champion for Midland. Morales, an experienced leader for Midland, by Jennifer Ball. I'm voting for Jerry Morales because he has the proven experience necessary for the job. He will be a listening ear and a clear voice for all Midlanders. He is a true conservative with a dedication to service, the citizens of this community. Midland is sure to face challenges through the next few years, inflation, a national recession, and population growth. Just to name a few, we need an experienced leader to tackle these difficult issues head on, and that's why Morales has my vote. Blong brings fresh ideas, leadership, by Minda Parks. Lori Blong is my choice for mayor. She exemplifies integrity, transparency, and truth. Lori and her team have knocked on over 1,000 doors in an attempt to meet Midlanders and acquaint them with Lori and her platform. She has given out her cell phone number at meetings so that people with concerns can call her and talk. Her campaign has been positive, which reflects the true character of Midland. Vote for Lori Blong for fresh ideas and experienced leadership. Blong is a proven energetic leader, by Emmy and Brandon Shepherd. Lori Blong is the best candidate for mayor of Midland. She is a proven energetic leader, committed to supporting our first responders, keeping taxes low, and making local government more efficient and transparent. She is a mother, wife, former educator, and the owner of an oil and gas business with her husband. She is a woman of faith who is both strong and principled. Join me in voting for Lori Blong. Morales wants to serve all Midlanders. In recent years, we have seen how our community can band together through strong and transparent leadership. This was never more evident than during the COVID pandemic. Jerry Morales found a way to keep our community safe while continuing to keep businesses open. He thought outside the box and, leading by example, was able to maintain the staff at his restaurants and continue to serve customers safely. He provided takeout orders and sold cleaning supplies when grocery stores were out. In addition, Jerry supported staff at the hospital through the Thank a Healthcare Hero group. Jerry has a servant's heart. We have known him for many years as an active volunteer through our church and by witnessing his involvement with several local nonprofits. He is a man who leads through action. He listens and strives to be accessible. He aspires to serve all Midlanders. Jerry has the experience Midland needs to navigate the current challenges we face with economic inflation, recruiting and retaining first responders, and our aging infrastructure. He had the vision to revitalize downtown, update parks, and secured water for decades to come. We believe in Jerry's leadership and his commitment to Midland. By Dr. Kit and Heather Bredemus. Morales will provide strong leadership. By John Dell, Lacey Roberts. I'm proud to be able to support Jerry Morales for mayor. We need a mayor who will always tell the truth on the good days and the bad days. It seems in this race that is not the case. Jerry is a person of character and has proven he can and will work through difficult circumstances, always mindful of the opinions and concerns of the citizens of Midland. Jerry has almost 40 town halls before the 4B citizens vote on parks. He listened to the people. He makes decisions with truth and wisdom and accepts the voice of people. Our city has become dirty again. When mayor before, Jerry had a great program and partnership with the county to keep Midland clean. We haven't seen it in the past 3 years. Jerry gave the state of the city reports. We haven't seen those in the past 3 years. And Jerry cares about the elderly as well as the young in the city. Our city needs strong leadership, and without a doubt, I know Jerry Morales is that person to lead us as we deal with inflation and the recession. Vote Jerry Morales for mayor. Thank you. Morales is forward-thinking, transparent. In my many years in Midland, I have known and appreciated several community leaders who have worked to lead our city carefully and thoughtfully. One of those leaders whom I have known, admired, and respected very much is Jerry Morales. His forward-thinking leadership and innovative solution-finding are critical in addressing the many challenges Midland faces. I am so grateful for his continuing willingness to serve our city. He has always been transparent in all his past accomplishments. As we all know, one of his many accomplishments as mayor was to revitalize Dennis the Menace Park, which has benefited all of Midland. He comes with full transparency, experience, and passion for our community to be the best it can be. I hope you will join me in voting for Jerry F. Morales for mayor. By Lucy Thummel. Morales can lead through tough times. By Dr. Cindy Wallum. Hello, Midland voters. I am writing this letter in support of Jerry Morales for mayor. Unlike most of the other candidates, he has the wisdom and experience to provide the transparency we voters need to understand the issues. We are living in particularly rough times. Every week, Biden's economy presents added grief to our lives, especially for those my age. Inflation and Biden's oil and gas policies and regulations have halted the production of our fossil fuel and gas resources nationwide. And we even feel it in Midland with our own oil and gas industry. We need Mr. Morales' wisdom, experience, and good judgment to guide us through these rough times. Sincerely, Dr. Cindy Wallum. Morales Puts Midland First by Robert Hunter Haney. As a recent college graduate and lifelong Midlander, I am hoping to provide a unique perspective for Midland's mayor. Jerry Morales is deserving of our vote for mayor as he carries qualities such as experience, transparency, wisdom, and leadership. Experience is a huge plus for me right now with current economic uncertainties. Jerry Morales is the most approachable of the candidates. There are no barriers when discussing issues with him. He has an accessible approach towards this community. He has shown before that he can guide Midland through different tribulations, and he will do it again. Jerry puts Midland first. Mr. Morales' past accomplishments include cutting taxes 3 years in a row, securing water for 65 years through T-Bar Ranch, and lending a helping hand of groceries to people in need through his three businesses surviving the pandemic. The revitalization of my much-loved Dennis the Menace Park is another proud accomplishment that took place during Jerry's time as mayor. Successful leadership is how Morales stands out from other candidates. I urge you to reach out to Mr. Morales if you have questions about his campaign, as he is always available to listen with open ears. Morales will be fiscal conservative Midland needs. I have known Jerry Morales for over 30 years, both as a customer in his restaurants and as a friend. I think Jerry has served the citizens of Midland well as a former mayor, and I believe that his experience will help him to do so again. He is a fiscal conservative who will watch over government spending and make sure that the new infrastructure and services that will be required as Midland manages its incredible growth. Jerry Morales was instrumental in securing Midland's long-term water supply, and he represents equally small business owners and large oil and gas companies that are both vital to our future. I support Jerry Morales for mayor. By Rick Adams Brown, RN, BBA. Morales Doesn't Have a Personal Agenda by Kathy Broughton. We are living in uncertain political and economic times. We need strong, conservative, transparent leadership. Jerry Morales doesn't have a personal agenda. He just wants to make Midland a better city for families and businesses. He's fiscally conservative and won't lock us into expensive debt. He wants to lower taxes and make sure the city has what it really needs to continue into the future. He has experience and a proven record of leading. He tells the truth, even if it's not pretty. Jerry won't cave to outside influences. For a strong Midland vote, vote Jerry Morales. Morales Will Lead with Selfless Energy by Kathy Young. This community needs Jerry Morales' calm approach and gentle wisdom in these times of political turmoil. I firmly believe that his guiding presence in this community is sorely needed, and that he can keep this community together instead of having it divided. Jerry will lead with selfless energy, always choosing what's best for Midland instead of what is best for his personal self-enrichment. Vote for Jerry Morales for mayor. Morales Answers When Others Won't by Brandon McMorries. Something kind of interesting. I've been raising the concern of oil field semi-trucks driving in residential areas and parking on public streets and public alleys, mostly adjacent to apartment complexes. Our thoroughfares are in trouble conditions as it is, and those smaller residential streets are going to be next if something's not resolved about the truck problem. I've complained a few times via email with the current mayor, my councilman, and appropriate city offices. This weekend I sent emails again, but also included Jerry Morales and Lori Blong, since they're the most likely mayoral winner. No response again from any elected officials or candidates running for office except one. Guess who replied back? Jerry Morales. And the question that nobody else would touch, he actually answered. Run, Jerry, run. Vote Jerry Morales for our next mayor. Great Midlander deserves another term. Jerry has experienced a remarkable journey as a businessman, devoted to his family, and one of the hardest working people that I know. His time on city council as mayor has been remarkable. Midland is a special place and one of the fastest growing cities in our nation. Jerry's experience and knowledge will serve us well as we find new ways to make our city a great place to live. Please vote for a great Midlander. Vote for Mr. Jerry Morales by Charles Spence. Morales offers proven leadership. While there are state and national political differences between us, candidate for Mayor Jerry Morales and I wholeheartedly agree that Midland needs good, strong, transparent leadership in our city government. When Jerry Morales was mayor, he was accessible and truthful with us. Jerry Morales has a gift for uniting opposing factions and getting cooperation on projects that have benefited us all. I went to meet his opponent and listened to her proposals. I found a bright young woman with a lack political know-how and a naivety that will not benefit us as we try to overcome the last 2 years of lack of progress and lack of transparency in our city government. I urge everyone to vote for honesty, transparency, and proven leadership. Vote for Jerry Morales by Margaret Hyatt Williams. Morales Meets Challenges by Jane Meredith Wolfe. During the 12 years he served on the Midland City Council, including 6 years as our mayor, Jerry Morales demonstrated exceptional leadership. During those years, we experienced unprecedented growth in population, jobs, traffic, retail, construction, etc. Daunting challenges for any city, and Jerry led our city in meeting with them head-on. As a volunteer involved in city committees and commissions, I watched Jerry at work up close and personal. He brings energetic and creative leadership. He focuses on solutions. He listens to people. He develops innovative plans. And he builds consensus within the city council groups. He is trusted, respected, experienced, and responsive. Please join me in voting for Jerry Morales for mayor. Recent Tax Increases Matter by B.K. Schrader. Jerry Morales has my vote for mayor. Lori Blong voted to increase the tax rate during COVID in 2020 and 2021 when Midland City home values had gone up significantly. Property owners were hit with both increases in valuation and the city property tax rate. The city council and mayor can only control the city tax rate, not the valuation of property. A simple math example with easy numbers can explain the difference a rate increase makes to property tax. For example, if the tax rate was 1%, 0.01, and the home value was $200,000, then the property tax would be $2,000. 0.01 times $200,000. If the house market value increased by 10% to $220,000, then the tax would also increase by 10% to $2,200. If the city tax rate also went up by 0.05%, 0.0005, then the new rate is 0.0105, and the tax would be $2,310, 0.0105 times $2,200,000. So a 15.5% increase in tax. A city rate increase is very important in the amount each person pays in city property tax. Again, Lori voted for this city tax rate increase twice. Blong Payton worked to keep Midland open. I'm writing in support of Lori Blong for mayor. Lori and her husband have built a small oil and gas business while remaining active in their church, raising a family, and serving on nonprofits and on the Midland City Council. Lori's father was the late Mark Merritt. Mark was a model of integrity, competence, and courage, truly one of the finest men I knew. Lori carries these same virtues that I know makes her dad proud and will serve the citizens of Midland very well. Lori's character qualities were on full display in 2020 and 2021 when she stood in the gap with Mayor Payton to keep Midland open and to protect constitutionally secured liberties. It would have been so much easier for her to have gone along with Dr. Fauci and others who wanted Texans to cover their faces and close their businesses. Please join me in voting for Lori Blong for mayor. By Kyle Stallings. Blong isn't wrong for Midland. Jack Ladd, Jr. I recently saw an advertisement suggesting my friend and fellow public servant, Lori Blong, was somehow wrong for Midland. I was saddened to see a public servant and a volunteer presented in such a light. Councilwoman Blong makes a total of $23.45 a month after taxes for her work on City Council. She makes $0 for her work on the Hogan Park Conservancy and numerous other nonprofits she volunteers for. I have been privileged to work with her, and to say that she is dedicated to making Midland a better place is an understatement. To say otherwise is a falsehood. People who choose to serve their local community through public service, whether it be on a nonprofit organization, professional association, advisory board, council, or through elected office, do so not to get rich or amass power. They freely give their time and talents because in their own way they want to give back to the community where they live and make it better now and for those who will come after us. Going forward, I would hope that our candidates would treat each other with kindness. Running on different opinions is one thing, but attacking the character of our fellow Midlanders, public servants, and volunteers only will beget one thing: less volunteers. Garrity Will Serve with Integrity. By Sherry Caldwell. My city councilman is not up for election this season. If I lived in District 4, my vote would go to Jim Garrity. I first met Jim when he would join my husband, my father-in-law, and many others for their annual motorcycle ride through the hill country nearly 20 years ago. I'm aware of his business acumen, growing the number of the Domino's franchises in Midland and beyond. Many of his employees are transitory, but Jim and his wife have found a way to make their business thrive here, where there is an abundance of jobs that could entice his employees away at any time. It's not only his business growing skills that are impressive, though. Jim Garrity has a keen sense of the issues affecting the city. He's as well versed about development in his district as he is about development in Midland in general. I believe Jim Garrity will serve with his district with integrity and accountability. Midlanders would be fortunate to have him as their choice on the city council. Garrity Will Work for All Residents. By Greg Lindis. I've had the privilege of working for some extraordinary people in my career, and Jim Garrity was no exception. Nearly 4 years ago, I found myself in Midland preparing to take on the challenge of supervising some of the highest volume Domino's in the country, a daunting task in the best of circumstances. Almost immediately, it became clear that Jim possessed shrewd and pragmatic insights into this community, along with a deep passion for it. That passion and insight proved invaluable to my own success here. Though he retired last year, I found his campaign for city council eagerly. I've watched his debates and listened to his interviews and those of his opponent. I don't believe he has any desire to leverage this election to start a political career, only to give back to the community that has given him so much. Yes, Jim has the knowledge, the experience, the skills, the passion, and the focus to be an effective member of the council. But he also has the desire to do so. He won't just be representing the parents of little ones or golf course adjacent homeowners, but all residents of District 4. And that desire won't end in 2 years with a vacant congressional seat. To the residents of District 4, if you want to fill your council seat with someone who will work for you, here, now, and in the future, Jim Garrity is your guy. By Greg Lindis. Burks is right person for District 4. By Kira Bowen. Please join me in voting for Amy Stretcher Burks for Midland City Council District 4. Amy took the time to listen and respond to every question and concern that I had about the city. I can tell she truly cares about Midland because she has walked in her district, talked to numerous residents, and really gotten involved in city initiatives. That means a lot to me when a candidate will get out there in the community and speak to everyone. She has a passion for Midland and is involved in so many organizations. I can emphatically say that Amy will be a fabulous council member and represent District 4 well. She is absolutely the right person for the job. Burks will think of Midland first. By Marty Sladen. In the 3 years that I have been friends with Amy, I have seen firsthand how dedicated, committed, strong, and selfless she is. She wears many hats, wife, mom, business owner, and friend, and she does it all with such grace. Amy cares for her city like she cares for her family and friends. She is truthful. She's decisive. She always shows up when you need her. She makes herself available and makes sure that even with a few minutes, you feel valued. Voting for Amy is voting for someone who will show up to represent District 4, will lead with truth, will research the facts, and listen to the people. She will represent Midland with pride and will think of Midland first.
Hello, this is Michael, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Saturday, November 5th, 2022, Viewpoints. Midland ISD election letters to the editor. District 3. Hinojos shows he wants a better system. Consider Reagan Hinojos. I met Reagan several years ago while serving in a youth group at my church. What I found in Reagan was a leader willing to pour into helping young men, ninth graders, find their way and positively navigate a changing society and a world that appears to only value the promotion of self. Reagan spent more time and effort reaching out to these young men away from the church setting than at any other organized meetings. He met them for lunch, he met their parents, he got to know their friends. In a nutshell, he spent the time and poured in the effort to build positive relationships with them because he cared and he wanted more for them. Later, I saw posting on social media of Reagan investing in making campuses better and more inviting, making school a better place for students that they would be proud of. Again, Reagan willingly spent his time and poured in his own effort to build something better. Reagan has a long history of proactively building relationships with young men, with students, with individual schools, and our school system, all to make them better. Talk can be cheap, and political campaigns can involve a lot of arm-waving. But consider Reagan Hinojos. He has consistently demonstrated the drive and exhibited his desire to make our education system better. Jay Hightower. Hinojos is a man of action. I have known Reagan for the past 4 years. We met during the Priority Midland Education Working Group. In the years since, I have admired his doer attitude. Lots of folks like to meet about things, but Reagan is a man of action. I would see him in the schools using his talents, painting, and also answering the call to mentor. Reagan has been a part of helping me implement the Midland Youth Coalition, where we want to connect the community, nonprofits, and schools for the betterment of youth in Midland. Reagan is running for school board, and I know him to be a doer, and I am sure he will be the boots on the ground and an agent for change for MISD. Carrie Borski. Hignohost cares about people. Hi, my name is Jack Owen, and I'm writing to you to let you know what a friend and advocate that Reagan is. If I could say one thing about him, it's that he cares about people. Months after I stopped the attacker at Sam's Club, I found myself without a job, a damaged hand, a broke-down car, and living out of a small trailer with rent due. Then Reagan called me out of the blue after the Asian American community alerted him to my situation. We pulled my car to his parents' house and we replaced the fuel pump together, which was not easy. He helped me get back on my feet and assisted with a fundraising campaign, and I was able to move to Oklahoma with my grandfather and start my life over again. I am not the greatest at responding to his texts when he checks on me, but he always answers when I call or text. Tragedy brought myself, the victims, and Reagan together, but our friendship has been the silver lining. Zach Owen. Hignosis friendship helps after Sam's Club attack. I came to Midland because my brother said there was a lot of work and jobs for people. I brought my wife and three children and bought a home. But a year after moving here, my brother got cancer and died a year later. Then, me and my family were attacked while shopping at Sam's Club. The teachers asked Reagan to do a GoFundMe, and that's when I met him. He has been not only a good friend, but we are now brothers. He has helped me and my family many times, and even invited me to his church, where my kids enjoy attending now. Please vote for my friend and brother Reagan. Bowie Chung. Hignohost is change agent needed in District 3. I'm writing this letter to highlight a very important candidate in the current MISD school board race. Reagan Hignohost is a Midlander who grew up attending MISD schools. He is conservative, a small business owner, an MISD father, and an active MISD advocate and volunteer. Reagan is the servant leader and change agent needed in District 3's seat after 16 years of academic decline with his opponent on the board. Reagan wants to increase parent and school choice in MISD through successful in-district charters and career technical education programs. Reagan believes in teacher support and reward systems through merit-based pay. He will work to improve safety for all students in MISD, and he will work to keep illegal critical race theory out of MISD classrooms. Reagan knows how important the job is of hiring of the next MISD superintendent is, and he is ready for the work it will take to find the right leader for academic improvement and district success. If you live in District 3, please cast your vote for Reagan Hignohost. Don Evans. Hignohost is pro-MISD. I am writing in support of Reagan Hignohost for District 3 school board position. Reagan is an MISD father, an MISD advocate, and an MISD volunteer. He is a conservative small business owner who has served on multiple MISD boards and committees, as well as community board service. Reagan is pro-school choice, pro-teacher, pro-CTE for students to get into the workforce, and pro-bond with transparency and fiscal responsibility. A vote for Reagan Hignohost is a vote for our children's futures. Judy Leverett. District 5. Hodges will work for the voters. There is no doubt that I have the best job I could ever ask for. But for the last several years, we have seen MISD being managed with incompetence from the school board members' lack of due diligence to select a few trying to force their vision of education down the majority of Midlanders' throats. There is no doubt that as taxpayers, we need to remind our elected officials and administration who runs the show. The voters. Brandon W. Hodges will absolutely make sure the parents, students, and taxpayers become top priority. Parents should not have to beg and plead to be heard when concerned with their kids' education. Taxpayers should not have to beg and plead to be heard when concerned with tax increases and MISD spending. There is no excuse for leaving the taxpayers in the dark by the school board when it is our money they are spending. I urge you to vote with me for Brandon W. Hodges for MISD District 5. Bryce Poole. Hodges' commitment to MISD is unmatched. As a current educator of MISD, I have experienced firsthand how impactful board members can be within the community and the important role that they play in the education of future generations. The MISD school board members represent and reflect teachers, staff, and students of MISD. I believe Brandon Hodges for MISD District 5 is the best candidate who will represent MISD in a positive and productive manner. Brandon's commitment to MISD is unmatched. He is willing to put forth time, effort, and energy toward building a strong, reliable school system. MISD needs board members who are willing to be a voice for teachers, put students' needs first, communicate important issues to the community, have accurate research to back up decisions, and care about the future direction of MISD. Brandon represents and stands for these qualities that MISD can benefit from. Gracie Seymour, current MISD teacher. Support students and teachers. Vote Hodges. Having retired as a teacher from MISD, I know firsthand the impact a strong school board can have on the day-to-day functions of a district. As a community, we need to equip our students and teachers with support. And the best way Midland can do this is to vote for Brandon W. Hodges in District 5. We need a school board member willing to put in the research, educating themselves on the day-to-day struggles our schools face. And that person is Brandon W. Hodges. Brandon has advocated for all stakeholders in Midland by serving on a multitude of committees and educating himself on the issues our district is facing. Brandon has shown his passion for education in Midland and will be able to make a positive impact while serving on the Midland ISD School Board. A vote cast for Brandon W. Hodges is a vote for students and teachers. Gail Nelson, retired MISD teacher. Hodges will help make MISD exceptional. As a current Midland ISD teacher, I can tell you teachers are seeking support. We need someone on our school board who will make a proactive approach to issues we are facing instead of the retroactive responses we have become so accustomed to. That candidate is Brandon W. Hodges. Teachers and students deserve to have a safe learning environment, and Brandon will work to ensure that it is a fact, not just a theory, for everyone. Brandon is willing to ask the tough questions and seek the answers necessary to make educated decisions that will positively impact the students and our teachers of the district. It is time we as a community elect school board trustees that will work diligently to make Midland ISD the exceptional educational example we all know it to be. We need school board trustees that will listen and represent their constituents, because when we work together, we can achieve much more for the students of Midland ISD. Vote Brandon W. Hodges in District 5. Our students and teachers are counting on it. Whitney Mays, current MISD teacher. Hodges believes in true accountability and transparency. How do I articulate the persona of Brandon W. Hodges? Well, I guess I can be exactly like Brandon and get straight to the point. First and foremost, Brandon is a God-fearing Christian, and this is his continual guidepost. We have known Brandon since the summer of 2016 when I first announced my bid to run for the MISD Board of Trustees for District 1. He was the first person to reach out and support our campaign. After our first lunch meeting, it was clear that Brandon was very passionate about education and the roles it plays with every child within the district. The fact that he was raised by a teacher and is married to one, he has an acute perspective of the many struggles faced in the classroom. Brandon is not afraid to hold people accountable and believes in true transparency. He will help ensure the MISD board is fiscally responsible and being good stewards of taxpayer dollars. Brandon is not afraid to tackle the issues most important to Midlanders, ensuring our children get the education they deserve. Vote for Brandon Hodges, District 5. Ernie P. and Jennifer Garcia. Retired teacher Bax Hodges. Friends and neighbors in District 5, we need a change in our school board, a change in climate for teachers and students. I have spoken to Brandon W. Hodges many times with questions concerning our children and teachers. He has offered possible solutions after researching the issues dealt with in the classroom and knows a safe learning environment is essential to the success in educating our children. As a retired teacher and volunteer at MISD, I understand the struggles with discipline of students, classroom management, and the struggle of exhausted and unappreciated teachers. Brandon W. Hodges understands these struggles because he grew up in the MISD schools and has family that has and does work in MISD. He has served on many Midland communities that focus on the education of our city and has been an advocate for us through attending and being active at school board meetings. Vote for change in District 5. Vote for Brandon W. Hodges. Wendy Tucker, retired MISD teacher. Hodges will stand up for what is right. The state of education is a big topic right now. MISD board members have gotten away from the real purpose of education, which is to focus on the student. Brandon believes that student learning is the number one priority, not the indoctrination of students. MISD has become indoctrinated with the SEL-CRT curriculum that John Trichetti has endorsed. Brandon stands for transparency and desires to gain back the trust of parents. Many parents are asking the question of how did our school district get here? I propose asking the question, why didn't somebody do something a while ago? Well, Brandon Hodges is doing something because of his concern for what has transpired over the past few years in the MISD school district. If good people do not stand up for what is right, bad things happen. Brandon is a good person who is standing up for what is morally right. Vote for Brandon Hodges to win back your child's education. Erica Mickler, former MISD teacher. District 6. Our community needs Sarah. We have had the privilege of knowing Sarah Burleson for over 35 years. We raised our children together, and Sarah was our son's fifth grade teacher at Fannin Elementary, so we can speak personally of her compassion and commitment to the children of Midland, both as a teacher, a parent, and as a community leader. Sarah has over 20 years of experience teaching all levels of education in MISD, and all of her children attended and graduated from our public schools. Her knowledge as a teacher, parent, and community leader gives her unparalleled experience to meet the needs of our ever-changing school district. Sarah is the real deal, and she walks the talk. She knows what it is like to be in the classroom. She knows what all levels of children need to succeed. She knows what our community needs to become an A-performing school district, and she knows the importance of where tax dollars go. The future of our children and MISD will be better served with Sarah Burleson's leadership. Please support us. Please join us in supporting Sarah for the District 6 seat on the Midland ISD School Board election. Sharon and John Webb. Burleson will be prepared and thoughtful. I am writing in support of Sarah Burleson for MISD trustee. She will not be the loudest voice on the school board, but she will be the most prepared and thoughtful. Given her past success at enhancing student outcomes in the classroom, her skill set and experience is needed on a district-wide basis to improve our schools. John A. Jad Davis. Odessa American, Saturday, November 5th, 2022. Other voices. Fulfill Your Civic Duty. Get Out and Vote. By State Representative Brooks Landgraf. It's that time again. Time to exercise one of our most sacred and important rights. The right that provides the mechanism to protect all other rights. It's time to exercise our right to vote. Tuesday, November 8th is Election Day. To find the polling location nearest to you, visit votetexas.gov. As a strong believer in our form of government, I encourage every single eligible Texas voter to make your voice heard in the 2022 midterm elections. Each time an election approaches, I'm always reminded of a famous conversation between Benjamin Franklin and concerned citizens of Philadelphia outside of the Pennsylvania State House during the 1787 Constitutional Convention. When asked what sort of government was going to result from the deliberations taking place inside the State House, Dr. Franklin replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." Shortly thereafter, the United States Constitution was adopted and ratified by the states. Ladies and gentlemen, the fundamental way to keep our republic is to vote. Unfortunately, when the office of president is not on the ballot, voter turnout falls dramatically. Let that not be the case this time, especially here in Texas, where we have the perspective to see how much is truly on the line. I've talked a lot about some of the plans the EPA has for the Permian Basin, how unelected bureaucrats are attempting to shut down the Texas energy industry. Federal agencies are part of the executive branch of government, like the president, whose power is checked by the legislative and judicial branches of government. So while these EPA officials and the president ultimately responsible for their employment might not be on the ballot themselves, the members of Congress who have the ability to check their power are on the ballot on Tuesday. What's best for the Permian Basin is what's best for our state and nation. And we need people in Washington, D.C. and Austin who understand and believe that. It is up to West Texans to take the lead, to set the example for other communities and states to follow. Americans want energy independence, and the people and geology of the Texas Permian Basin can make that happen if we have a government in place that prioritizes the needs of a nation over the whims of a few wealthy coastal elites. Benjamin Franklin and the rest of the founding fathers responsible for drafting the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights were a product of their experiences, just like any other human being. They separated the government into three co-equal branches, balanced in their powers, because our founding fathers knew what inevitably happens when government authority goes unchecked. However, the ultimate check to government power provided in the Constitution, the fundamental method by which the balance of power is shifted away from the government and to the people, is through our elections. You, Texas voter, hold all the power. The power to save Texas energy and preserve the American dream. God bless Texas. Brooks Landgraf.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.